We're going now to Nicaragua. We'll be hearing stories from there for the next 3 days about some of the challenges women face in one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere. One issue is access to abortion. It's completely illegal in Nicaragua, even if a woman's life is at risk or in the case of child rape. Women's rights advocates have been fighting to change these strict abortion laws since they were passed a decade ago. And as Shuka Kalantari reports from the Nicaraguan capital, some advocates believe they're making headway.
Francie Machado has a sidewalk beauty shop in Managua. Nothing more than a tarp, a small mirror, and an old swivel chair. Francie is 26 and a single mother. She says a year ago, she started feeling really sick. Nausea, vomiting. She went to the hospital for an exam. A month later, her symptoms got worse, so she went back. Doctors told Francie she had thyroid cancer, and also, she was 2 months pregnant. Francie needed chemotherapy to save her life, but that could kill the fetus, and under Nicaraguan law, that's an abortion. So doctors refused to give Francie her treatment. Francie pleaded for an abortion. She had two small children to take care of. But no doctor would risk it. They could go to jail. So she went to the hospital that diagnosed her, was put on a feeding tube for over a month, and waited to die. Then one night, two female doctors Francie didn't know entered her hospital room and gave her some medication. A few hours later, Francie had a stillbirth. Francie says the baby came with his two hands wrapped around his neck, the same place where she had her cancer. She says in her mind she heard his voice say, "I gave up my life for you." She cried for her son and started chemotherapy that same week. Magali Quintana is with Catholics for Choice, an abortion rights group in Managua. Francie's mother asked Magali for help, so she wrote a letter to the director of the hospital. Francie got her secret abortion soon after.
Si esta joven no conoce de ese trabajo que hemos venido haciendo,
Magali says if Francie didn't know about her organization, she would have died in that same hospital. No medicine, no chemotherapy.
¿Verdad? Daniel Ortega sabe que no se le puede morir.
Magali says President Daniel Ortega doesn't want anyone to die on his clock, even though he championed the strict abortion laws in 2006. Catholics for Choice's own conversations with doctors at hospitals throughout Managua suggests Ortega's administration secretly allows some hospitals to provide therapeutic abortions. They turn a blind eye. But nobody knows what happens to women in other hospitals around the country.
Igual está pasando con el SICA. Es decir, las mujeres...
Magali says they believe women infected with Zika are also being permitted abortions. She says Ortega wants to avoid bad national and international press. Activist Leslie Briceño refuses to keep Nicaragua's strict abortion laws out of the public eye. In her living room, she sings with her 15-year-old son Alejandro while he plays guitar.
It is lo que más quiero.
Leslie is a single mom. When her son was 9, she had a dangerous ectopic pregnancy. Doctors wouldn't treat her. They told Leslie to pray that the pregnancy ended before it killed her.
No podía comprenderlo. ¿Cómo puede ser una ley tan cruel?
Leslie says she can't understand how one law can be so cruel to women and their families. A female doctor sympathized with Leslie and secretly gave her medication that ended the ectopic pregnancy. Soon after, Leslie started a citizens' coalition that introduced legislation in early 2016 that would allow for abortions when a woman's life is in jeopardy or in cases of rape.
Recogimos más de 6,000 firmas en todo Nicaragua.
Leslie's team got over 6,000 signatures from all over the country. The legislation was accepted for consideration by the National Assembly in March, but they haven't voted yet. Ortega's administration hasn't commented at all, but the coalition is demanding a vote before the year ends. Leslie Briceño says no woman should die when her life can be saved by a therapeutic abortion. She says if Nicaragua's National Assembly votes against the new abortion legislation, her coalition will just keep fighting. And they won't stop until their government gives women the right to live. For The World, I'm Shuka Kalantari, Managua, Nicaragua.
We reached out to the Ortega administration for a response to the allegations that the Nicaraguan government is quietly permitting some abortions when women's lives are at risk, or in the case of pregnant women infected with Zika. As of airtime, we haven't received a response.